against the August summer, and that the father has to teach it to tell Moses August summer. But the din of sinah that the father should teach his children that they have to bench when they grow up, they have to bench. That's certainly a din of sinah from the Raisa. It's not a din of sinah from the Rabba. See, the Gemara says that this is something more than sinah. It's not merely the plain din of sinah min haTorah.
This is a din, but that it's also min haTorah, the post of the Adayim. The person needs to feed some traces to the child. That although there may perhaps be a machlokes, and the Gemara and the machlokes, and we show them what the stat is, cut mech on the day lows. If they see a little kid is eating traces of food, or the days of mitzvah not free show, or end days of mitzvah not free show, the Ramban quotes down the Gemara, is there a din of a chesach, a chesam yisech, because the kid is doing it, are they or not? The kid is not a bar for yuvah, he's not a bar ronson, so there is no din of a chesach, a chesam yisech, end days of mitzvah not free show. Although that's a shayla in the Gemara, and a shayla in the Gemara, what the stat is, but the cut mech on the day is days of mitzvah not free show, end mitzvah not free show. If you're interested in learning that topic, such as Sugya and Yivamis, and then there's a very, very, very long arichas in the state of Loha Roim. Loha Roim is a state where in Europe, they used to give shiurim on Sugya. They used to make so full in the Hungarian yeshivas and other yeshivas, Galician yeshivas, used to give a shiur on a tupul shiur on a Sugya. In other words, they would learn the Sugya of Lav Shema Maisa. They wouldn't learn in the system. They learn the Sugya of Lav Shema Maisa of all the stars, wherever the tears, or Achilik Malachas Mishabes and Achilik Malachas Yonah. We go through Gan Shas to discuss that. We discuss the whole topic of Eidim Zanim. We go through all the Gemaras and Gan Shas and Baba Kamen and Sugis and Makas, the other names in the Sugis. So they had it. So how do they know where all the Sugis are? So they had Tzorim that collected all the Sugis. So they have the, one of the Tzorim is the Maloha Roim. So the Maloha Roim is alphabetically arranged. He has every, like an encyclopedia. So he arranges all of the Sugis alphabetically and then he tells you all the Sheikis, Hatan, Roim, Baham, Roim. In case you want to make a Lashitoso, you have to make sure that you got the right sheet to say. He tells you he figures out by hook or by crook how every town holds and how every Amora holds that he's able to ascertain. But rather, normally he has one page, two pages, three pages. How many Tanoim and Amoraim are there? How many Gemaras can he cook? Now, over here he has about 30, 40 pages on this studio of Kot Nehoch and Levelis under the Kuf. That's a very long arithmetic. What is the Stata Rambam? What are the Rishonim hold? Very long, long arithmetic on this. What's the Biru Halachal Maish? What's it been cut now from the Bible? Whether Bezim Mitzvah Nafisha and Bezim Mitzvah Nafisha. So the Gemara says, regardless of that issue, whether Bezim Mitzvah or Mitzvah Nafisha, everybody agrees, Kol Rama Lo Plugya, that Osel is supposed to be Adayim. Kol Safina Lo Plugya, you're not permitted to give the child the trace of food, the Adayim. You can't give the kid a ham sandwich to take to school to eat. Even if you hold up the kid eats ham on his own, this kid buys trace of food at the restaurant or in the candy store, you're not Mitzvah Nafisha to stop him. But you're certainly not permitted to give it to him in the first place. And that's derived from these three psukim. One passage says by Tumah, that's Tumah Saharim, and of Yomar to the Hazard Berlim Alakhtanik, that the parents are not permitted, not only the parents, no one, no Yisrael is permitted to be Mitami a Kohen Katan, to take a Kohen Katan to a funeral, to take the kid to a Beit HaKodesh. Then the other passage says by Zam, and the third passage says by Shuratim. So the Gemara says that if it would have only been written by Dhamma, by Shiratsum, or by Tumah, I wouldn't have known all the others. I would have thought that this is Svara Lachalik. And now that it says by all three, Tumah, Dhamma, and Shiratsum, I have a Tara Shava. And I say that in Kala, Tara Tumah, I'm going to give it to all these. So if they're right, so Lois Tafina, La Yisura, the Adayim. The fastest is that this Yisura applies even to a Kotin, Shaloi Yigir Lachina. This Din has nothing at all to do with China. The Din of China is only about Kotin, Shigir Lachina. Let's say you have a little kid. Have a little 2-year-old baby. He doesn't understand what it means, kosher food, non-kosher food. So am I permitted to give him a ham sandwich? He doesn't understand anyway. So the Rav HaPasim say that this Yisur of Lo Safina La Yisur B'Yadayim applies even to a Kotin Shelo Higir Lachina. That's how the Sam Sefer writes. The Sam Sefer quotes a Rajbo and Gittin, like finding a needle in a haystack. The Rajbo is so much, there's one line in the Rajbo and Gittin, in the middle of Hanizop, in the middle of nowhere, has nothing to do, like in the middle of a desert, has nothing to do with the topic. The Rasbo writes over there that Lo Yisachina Lo Yisur Yadayim applies even to a Kotin Shelo Yigir Lachina. In the middle of the demon. You're not allowed to give traces. You have to buy kosher food for the little kid. No, that's a different question. That's a silent, the Gemara, the Rishon, whether you say Kot Nechon Relis, whether Bezim Mitzvah not free, Shem Bezim Mitzvah not free. And then there's a further question that faces itself. Maybe the parents have a Chi of Chinuch. Maybe the Sugya of Kotin Nechon Relis, whether Bezim Mitzvah not free, or not, is only a question whether Bezim is Mitzvah not free. People other than the parents. But the parents who have a Mitzvah Chinuch, maybe they are certainly Mitzvah not free. Maybe Gemara talks about Bezin. Bezin means others. Everybody's like a Bezin. Others, rather than the parents. So the question is, if you all ain't Bezin to the Mafisha, so you don't have to stop the kid from eating the trace of food, what about the parents? Do they have more of an obligation to stop the kid because of the mitzvah chinuch or not? Maybe chinuch is only on mitzvah sense and not on mitzvah loisa. So it's one day in Pesach. The other day in Pesach is no, that chinuch applies both to Esrin and to Lavin. And ain't Bezin mitzvah nafisha is loved after Bezin means even the parents are not mitzvah nafisha. 2 days in Pesach from Yuma, the end of Yuma, Pesach talks about. So the pashtus in the Gemara and Yuvam says that this is a din of kol ha-tarakul, it's not after limited to these three. Some Rishonim disagree, they say, no, I mean, I've heard the din of Eim Osel Achila B'Yadarim only applies to these three, to Tumah and to Dam and to Shvatim, and the fact that it applies to Kol Yisri Tera, or Shari Yisri Tera is only an Isham of the Rabbanim. But the pashtus in the Gemara is like the Ramban writes, and this we said, U'mehem nilmad l'chol Yisrim Shvat Tera, Shalom Yisayeh, Bech Mehem Shiyavu Alav Haktanah. And the pashtus is like the Chassam Sefer quotes in the name of the he quotes this Rashba in the middle of Hanizokin that it applies even to a Katan Shaloi Higiel Achina. There's a tshuva by the Nebi Yehuda's son that's in the Sefer Shivas Tzion. The tshuva are called Shivas Tzion. So he quotes one who disagrees with the Chassam Sefer. He quotes the Easter the Heter, the Sefer Easter the Heter by the Rabbeinu Yonah, not the same as Rabbeinu Yonah, the cousin of the Rambam, the Kutan Rambam, different Rabbeinu Yonah, one of the early Achronim. And he always quoted the Eridaya. The Shach always quotes every page, back quotes the Yisr the Heta Hara. In the Yisr the Heta, he writes a Lashon that Lois Afina like also was supposed to be a Dayim, is by a Kutan Shehu Gilechina, by a Kutan Shehu Gilechina, a dozen of Shlom. So that's what the Shiva Afina is Machri against him, because the Chassam Sofer has a Rashbo. So the Rashbo, he assumes, is more Rikir. We rely on the Rashbo more so than we rely on the Yisr the Heta. This is very Nogel Adina, unfortunately. Let's say you have by cotton, you can speak of a cotton shegilachinach or cotton shalegilachinach. Let's say you have a retarded child. What you have to speak of higilachinach or legilachinach? The kid is never going to be higilachinach. Chinach is, he machanach the kid now, that he should be mukhid, that he should do the mitzvah properly later. Let's say you have a cotton, you know he's going to die before he becomes on mitzvah. The kid has some kind of a disease, that the vadais is going to die. So then the Gemara says there's no mitzvah chinach. The Gemara says there's only chinach. If you have to be mechanachem now, so that later on when he grows up, he'll do the mitzvahs properly. But let's say you have a child who's a cheresh, that's in the sense of retarded, cheresh or a shote. It's not fast to say there's a mitzvah chinuch on such a child. So let's say, do you have this ether of also is supposed to be a guy or not? Are you permitted to put the child in an institution? You're going to feed him traces food. So the pashtus is, while Allah like the chassam sofer and the ether of the heter, that if the also is supposed to be a guy, he's not even lo yigil a chinuch. You know, he will never come to the chinuch or not. The only question is, maybe that's not called l'sposo b'yadayim. Maybe l'sposo b'yadayim means you could give miyad liyad if I give the trade of food. But if I put the child in an institution, even though I know that they're going to feed the child non-kosher food, maybe that's not called also l'sposo b'yadayim. So if Chassam Sofer says like that, Chassam Sofer has a cooler like that. But that's not called l'sposo b'yadayim, that's all in the same shul. A child is put into a goyishir government institution for the retarded. So he says that it's mutter. Where is that? I'm going to quote the Chassam Sofer Halacha. He assumes the Halacha like that. It's very difficult. The Pashto says that it is. But that is what's supposed to be about. What's supposed to be about is Mamish Miyad Liyad. And so the Taz writes. Taz writes like that in Hilchot Shabbos. But the Yisra also was supposed to be about is only Mamish Miyad Liyad. And then the Taz assumes that the din that it says in the Aseret HaDibros, the Taz is from Lacha, the din from Yitzchak, Abdecha, the Amoscha, the Hamtecha, the Gerusha, the Rashi are not punished in Parashat Yisrael quotes from the Mechilta. What does it mean Ato Vincha Vitecha? Vincha Vitecha, aren't they Ato? My children are also Jewish. When the Rebbeinu Shlom speaks to Ato, he doesn't only speak to the people who were standing at Har Sinai. It's Vitzah Mechumis. Ato means me. Even though I wasn't there at Har Sinai, Ato means all the people who are Bar Mitzvah. What does it mean Ato Vincha Vitecha? Rashi, Vincha Vitecha means Achtanim. The Torah speaks to the Dolim, to Esa Mitzvah, and Vincha Vitecha refers to the Achtanim. What does that mean? That you're not permitted to encourage your children to do malachas on Shabbos. But the Taz has a cooler there also. He says that this is only a repeat of the din of Asa was supposed to be a dam. The din that the Gemara derives from these two from Tumah, Dam, and Shrotim is the din of Asa was supposed to be a dayim, and that applies by Shabbos as well. That's a pasuk that Taz comes off after Mincha Vitecha, and just like over here, Asa was supposed to be a dayim. It only applies in the Yad Liyad Mamish when I give it to the person. So if I give the kid my talis and I tell the kid carry my talis to shul, then I bind them the buses, they start to come off after the mitzvah. But if I don't give him the talis miyad liyad, I leave the talis on my desk and I tell my kid, hey, go get my talis, it's on my desk, and bring it to shul for me. So that's not a violation, because it's not miyad liyad, it's for the tazbe. So the Siddur Shachreinim by the Siddur Meyurf used to rely on that. And that Taz. Very difficult. Mishnah Yankov has a whole attack against it. According to the Taz of the Hashver, why do you need to pass the Katsav Inuchav Itechot? It says, if you have the feet, put them here. You have Dam and Shrotim and Tumer. And the more derives from this, a Mama Tzilis a Kola Terakula. Unless you say like those days when we say him, that it's only the Rabbanon and Kola Terakula. It's only the derives from these three. You say there are four that are derives. Dam, Tumer, Shrotim, plus Shabbos. And Kola Terakula by Shari Tumer also was supposed to be a Dam, it's only the Rabbanon. But if you say like the Ramban and the Pashtus of the Rov HaPoskim, that's what the Pindigetim writes, and Hilchot Shabbos, and Shimon Gimel, that's the Simon of Chinuch on Shabbos, that also was supposed to be a diamond of the writer, and Kol HaTerekula, based on these three, Dam Tum and Shrotim, why do you need a Pashtus of Lekash Kamalach, Atavim Kulitecho, if the Taz is right, unless you say that this is only the Yad Liyad, and that's even if it's not the Yad Liyad, but if the Taz is right, then the Shabbos is only also if it's the Yad Liyad, so it's a repeat of this, it's Mamash HaKeiko. What do you need, the additional Pashtus? You say b'shem abchaima pshetul anafkimina. That if you don't have this universal din of loytachilim, emel v'amata lahazik der l'malat tanimata l'sfeit to be a dayim, the one who would give his kid his talis to carry in the street would be violating a general universal iser of also l'sfeit to be a dayim. Now that I have a special pasuk in there, it says l'sas gam locha atzimim v'itecha, so it's a shabbiziki iser. So it's not only Yosem Yitam the Yisra of Kol HaTerekula the Universal Yisra, it's the Shabbos of Yisra, the one who would encourage his kid to carry the talis for the father on Shabbos would be a Mumma L'Kol HaTerekula. Because Mechal Shabbos Beferhesi is Mumma L'Kol HaTerekula. That's what Rav Chaim said in Achimim. It's not merely a repeat. It's a repeat to make it into a particular Yisra, to make it a Shabbos of Yisra din Yuchad. Shouldn't there be a Universal Yisra that applies to Kol HaTerekula with a Mama Tzimu? And Tum Damen Tumer, Dam, and Shrot. Now it's a Shabbos of Jesus, and the name of the Dim would be, but it would be Mechal Shabbos of Fes, the Gina Kach.
Yeah, I'm very happy to tell a kid to turn off a light. He turns on that, I'll just say he turns on a light,
you know, and when it's a fair, so they come to turn it on, and they find the whole food. The fact is that that's not allowed, that's the Dim of also is supposed to be a guy. But as you say, it's only us in the Yad Liyad. Only us in the Yad Liyad. I give him the talis. If I leave the talis on the table, I tell him to take it. Shreya
Tzah. You can make it in absence of the Yad Liyad. Is it the same? Is it, once you say it's like the Yad Liyad, it's
at the same level as Mechal Shabbos? Just like you can't be Mechal Shabbos? It's not on the same level as Mechal Shabbos. It's on the same level as eating Chagya.
Is it
a Hesed Meruba?
Might it be allowed?
Hesed Meruba, you might have assumed the Rabbanon sometimes. You might have assumed the Raisa. It says my Shveret HaGibor. A Shveret. People violate this a lot. It's not right. People violate it all the time.
You can't assume it's a light. How would the case be on the other?
What's the din if you have a case where it can never be miyad liyad? So is mutar or so is a... I don't know. According to the Taz, I don't know. But the Mishkanot Yankis doesn't like it. That's what the Rav Chaim held like that. The story of Rav Chaim, that he came into shul in Warsaw, he didn't like the Erev in Warsaw, so he didn't care. He came into shul, he wasn't wearing a talis. And somebody asked him, why doesn't he have a talis? He said, he doesn't want to carry the Erev. He said, so why don't you tell a little kid to carry? He said, there's not Teres Adib. Now Lata, so he said, I have a talis, and Teres Tosa. But even if it's not the other one. If the father holds that if the one who wants the kid to do the Easter, this challenge doesn't only apply to the father. If the one who's asking the kid to do the Easter holds that it's awesome. The Easter knows to hold that it's awesome.
But where you say it's awesome,
he held the Erev is no good? I don't know. He didn't hold it as a chumrah. He held the Easter as no. But then they asked him the kasha, then they asked him, so how did he make Kiddush last night? How did he make Kiddush last night if all the wine that he gave a whole shtikotah, there was Mumachal Sadi Kavash, so you asked him, how did you drink the wine? The wine was was handled by the Jews in Warsaw, who always asked their kids to carry this alayim. He said, no, it's in Palakad of the Shogun, it's not called the Sahed. It's so ignorant, they didn't know the din.
And somebody did tell somebody else,
they need to. They need to. No, the Gemara put Shabbos together with all the other Issuei Torah. The Gemara says the kids were walking in the streets and they picked up the keys to the Beis Meis. The keys were lost and picked up the keys to the Beis Meis and they carried it and the Rabbanim were watching and they didn't say anything. Because they held that at the Amorim held that you can let them do Issuei, you're not going to do it to Shabbos. The Gemara says that Shabbos is the same as all Issuei Torah, but you get to the issue of Mitzvah Mafrishah now. When we get to this issue of Otzal, it's supposed to be a dime. Their Shabbos is more common than Kol HaTeva Tzula. Pardon me? I don't know. That must have been a hot sun of day. The halacha distinguishes. We had a Mishnah Berurah, and Hilchos Birchas Hamazon distinguishes. It says in Shulchan Aruch that a shirt is mitzuris to bench nezumim. It says, how can a shirt be mitzuris? It's not a baka yuva. It says, no, it means a shaita, it means a moron, a stupid guy, but it doesn't mean a shaita. It means people call him a shaita. It's a tesi. It says in Shulchan Aruch that a tesi is possible to be a chazan. But it doesn't mean a shaita. Shaita is not mitzuris for the minyan. It means a nar. A nar. It's not kvot shemayim to have a nar daven for the yom. That's a shaita. A shaita is a person that has hallucinations. It's a crazy person. And a cheresh doesn't show enough. And a cheresh means a person who's retarded. It depends how retarded. If the person is so retarded that it doesn't have the average seichel, the seichel of an average 13-year-old boy or an average 12-year-old girl, that's called a cheresh, who's a labarda. They're slightly retarded, but if they're so retarded that they don't have the seichel of a 13-year-old, that's what the person say la'alocha. That's the definition of a cheresh. Cheresh doesn't mean any shemei v'ena medaber. Cheresh means bismarak mar. One who's any shemei v'ena medaber couldn't be educated. So the melech would be retarded. That's the tshuva and the zichron yaseh. That's a long tshuva there. The vegan and all the others refer to. So does he quote the zichron yaseh? What does he say? I haven't read it either. Okay. There's a machlekes the Rashbon, the Ramban regarding this din of Asur was supposed to be Yodayim. Does it only apply to Isurim the Raisa? Does it even apply to Isurim the Rabbanon? Let's say I'll encourage the kids, I'll give the kids Chol of Akum or Goyish Achieve. If you should assume that the Chol of Akum is Asur the Rabbanon, the Goyish Achieve, something that's Asur the Rabbanon, something that's clearly Mutam and Atayra and only Asur the Rabbanon. So that the father should ask the kid to do it. Let's say I'll ask the kid to carry an akamalus for me. No, for that, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Oshad is a Shimem Gimel. That's different. I'm asking the kid to carry for me. I'm not asking him to carry for himself. That's the pasuk in our Torah Sadibur. I'm not going to ask the kid to do for me. What about to encourage the kid to do for himself? Let's say I'll tell the kid, carry a siddur to shul and the akamalus, they'll be able to daven. I don't want to die. I know how to daven by heart. Whatever. I'm the Balkori. I don't need a chumash. I tell my kids, take a chumash to shul so you'll follow along in the lining. So am I committed to encourage the kid to violate an Issa de Rabbanon? Is that included in Otzal is supposed to be a daim? But he's saying, no, Otzal is supposed to be a daim. Only applies to Issurim de Reis. When you're doing it, the Tzorach HaKot. So that's the machleik is the Rambam and the Rashbo. The Mechaber and Hilchos Shabbos and Shin Mem Gimel passes like the Rambam. He always passes like the Rambam. No, kidding. Karapas Madram, but also it's supposed to be done applies both to the Raisis and to the Rabbanim. And the Rashbo in the end of Yivamis and Perek Kerish has a whole attack against that Rambam, and the Beit HaLevi has a whole tshuva, and others have whole tshuvas. The Shvera Rambam, many poskim ha-machriya la-alocha la-hokil against the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah there in Shimem Gimel and Hilchos Shabbos points out that even though the Mechaber quotes the Chumrah of the Rambam, but the Kivega has a tshuva where he assumes la-alocha like the Rashbo. That by Yisurim de Rabbanon, the Smutah was supposed to be Adayim. So he says that you would be allowed to encourage your kid to carry a siddur or a sefer to shul and a karmelis that the kid should use. But to encourage the kid to carry something for you to use, that's the Yisra of that's a different Yisra. If he has the kid to do the Yisra for you, that's certainly an Yisra.
Why did
John
do the
Yisra
for the
Yisra? Did he?
Why did John
if it's the carry in the Karmelis, then it's only the Rabbanon. Yeah, but that's a different Yisra. That's the Rajbo is not Matir. The Rajbo is only Matir. Yes, but yeah, so it'll only be it, the Rabbanon. So violate la saskam locha atavim kuitecho on the level of the Rabbanon. And on that you don't find any kulis. The only thing the Rajbo is making, he has a right from the Gemara, that loisa, that also was supposed to be a dime, but sarach ha-kotten doesn't apply whenever it's an Yisra the Rabbanon. So the famous kasha that the Chidushi Haran has on the Rabbeinu Tam based on this. If one could assume like the Rajbo, they apparently assume the pastor's Nigmar and Yivamas is like that, like the Rajbo. And Rav HaPosim hold against the Raman. That's where the Kiveg and many others are Machri against the Raman, against the Mechabedeh. But by assume the Rabbanon is Mutal is supposed to be a dime, so the following kasha. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that Shticha Kishti is only an Yisra the Rabbanon. To smear your body with oil on Yom Kippur, the Shticha Kishti, or let's say Zar Hashtach the Shemin Shol Truma, or Koyin Tomei Hashtach the Truma. Is that considered like a Koyin Tomei She'ochel Et HaTruma? That it says in this week's Sedra that Tomei is not permitted to eat Truma? So do you consider Shticha Kishti as that an Yisra the Raish, or is that an Yisra the Rabbanon? It's not so much like it. The Tzitzit quotes to Rabbeinu Tam that Shticha Kishti is only an Yisra the Rabbanon. So the Yishonim there, in the process, right? So I don't think they're all as much of the Yama, but only actually the Seer that I said, the Shari Noim are only the Rabbanon. Aye, let's say the Shari Noim are the Rabbanon, but Sticha Kishtiyo, the Shtiyo, so it's the Rabbanon, and says, you know, even the Sticha Kishtiyo is only as much of the Rabbanon. And Sticha Kishtiyo by Truma, the Rabbanon, the Tanhol, is also only the Rabbanon. The Rambam actually holds not so. The Brit Kerov has long arichas exactly what does the Rambam hold by Sticha Kishtiyo, the Rambam based on it. Yishonim, the whole new story. Half their rice and half their rabbana and the whole thing is sheep. But the Rabbin Tam holds that the whole Sikhic Yishti institution is merely the rabbana. So the Chidushi Aran has the following kasha in Teres. The Chidushi Aran Anida. And if Rishka Rav picked this up, he has it in his safe. And the end of the safe Aran, he has in one of the letters. He's also Mechavan. He didn't have the Chidushi Aran apparently. So Anida. So he's Mechavan also for the same thing. So the Gemara Anida says there was once a little baby girl whose father was a Kohen, the whole family was Johannes. And they used to smear, the baby was too young to eat food, the baby was a nursing. But they used to smear all the babies with oil. So the father had a lot of shemen shel truma. And the baby was smear. The baby girl was smear. So the Gemara says they were matzil, the baby girl, and a mikveh, in order that they should be allowed to smear the baby with shemen shel truma. So the Chidush Aran has a kasha, that if you hold it, any surim, the rabbonim, his mutal is posel, the yadayim. And Yolda Sikha Kishti is only the Rabbanon. So why did they have to be Matbil, the baby that was Smeya the Baskin, that was Smeya before they were Dach, the Shemesh, or Shuma? And he said the Rabbanon is Mutal is close to the Adan. You're not feeding the baby the Shemesh, he's not eating it, he's not putting it on a salad and feeding it to the baby, he's just smearing it up. But Sikha Kishti is the Rabbanon. He's doing the Rabbanon is Mutal is close to. If it's with Sarah Hashina, let it be Mutal over here. What is? Why is that nature? What's the eat truma? That's what the Ran answers. That there's an Yisra to smear the shemesh of truma. Why? Because the mishmeres truma is done. But you metame the truma. If you take truma teira and you smear it on a talmidic body, then not only do you say tzicha kishtia that the one who's getting smeared on is considered as if he were eating the truma, the one who's doing the smearing is violating the Yisra and the mishmeres truma is not to be metame the truma. That's the Yisra. And even the Gemara has a case, and even if it's Shem and Tommy anyway, even if it's Shem and Tommy anyway, but the whole problem is that the baby has a Truma Hayotol and Migufo, it's in Truma Kuslaris, you're not allowed to shmir it on one who has a Truma Hayotol and Migufo, but if you're not to the baby, then you're permitted to shmir it to him, even if it's Truma Tommy anyway, the Truma Hayotol wouldn't be allowed. But on Truma Kuslaris, the Gemara says that it would be allowed. But then what's the use of the sheriff's promotion? You're not being the tummy of the truma. Truma is tummy anywhere. Truma is tummy from before. So what's that area that I pour it on the baby's on now? So that's where the Biskirov and the Chidush Aran explain with the Chidush. That they say there's still a violation of the sheriff's promotion. The sheriff's promotion not only means you're not permitted to be the tummy truma, you're not permitted to cause the truma to be consumed in a fashion other than kimitzvasa, shaloi kimitzvasa. Because the mitzvasa only is to smear the sikha of the shemesh al truma. And an Adam Tohor, If you shmir it on an untami, there's certainly no mitzvah. Even if you say the kid is a cotton and there's no avera, and there's no isa that's supposed to be a diamond and isa the rabban, but there's certainly no mitzvah. The mitzvah of using, consuming the truma has to be whatever is reil achila the kohen should eat, whatever is reil sticha the kohen should drink, whatever is reil sticha they should use for sticha purposes. But this mitzvah achila sticha is only in iskaya and can only be mekayim on a kohen who's tohor. And the kohen is some, even if he says there's no avera of sticha kishtim and atar, but there's certainly no kohen mitzvah. If the other mitzvah, if the kohen is some, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of the truma. So that's what the Biskarov says in his sefer, and that's what the Yusha Ram writes on Masechet Nida. The exact same chiddush, that this itself is a violation on the Shmeres Truma. The Shmeres Truma means not to consume the Truma in an oisem of Shaloikim Mitzvah. In fact, there's a famous Avnei Miluim, where he was mechavim to this idea on his own, that the Shmeres Truma opens up new horizons by Truma. Not only also Lissami as a Truma, it has a sophic also Lissuf as a Truma. What about to take Truma to burn it? The Tesis in the first paragraph himself has a sophic. Maybe the Yisrael only is to be Mitami the Truma, but to take the Truma and burn it, maybe there's no Yisrael. It's a strange sophic. So the Avnei Miluim writes in the back of this, the Avnei Miluim is by the Tzayt HaChayshin on Eben Ezra. So in the back of the Avnei Miluim, he writes a Chiddush, and the Shalas of Chuvas. So he writes a Chiddush that, although normally we assume lahalach and yoredeya, as soon as Tariq says, the name of Atam Yisrael HaChil is only Yisrael HaBonim, we'll say to take a little chazasat and to pour it into soup in such a way that it'll be bottled b'shishin. So we assume that that's only an Yisrael HaBonim. The Rabbanon holds that it's an Yisrael HaRaisa, the name of Atam Yisrael HaChil, and we assume that it's only an Yisrael HaBonim. Nevertheless, the Meloim is Mechadish, has a certain kasha which becomes to Farenfer, so elect Avektus Yisrael. If you have Truman, and you'll be mevatel it in chulin, and you'll make it ois truma, so this will be an isa deraisa of mishmeres truma oisai. To take truma, to make it ois truma, is a violation of mishmeres truma oisai. Because the mitzvah of truma is to consume it to mitzvosai. Whatever truma is royal achila should be eaten by kohanim term. Whatever is royal isti, should seek with that kohanim term, drink it. Whatever is royal isti, you should seek with that kohanim term, will use it for smearing purposes on their body. But if you have truma, and then somehow you make a Houdini trick over here, you make it disappear. You take the truma, you mevatel it, people go right, and it disappears into thin air, magic. So then you didn't speak to it that it was eaten up to mitzvah. You just turned it into chulin, so the Avnei Miluim Zachadish said this too would be a violation of Mishmeres Trumais. Here would be an Issa Deraisa, that's what he says. This would be an Issa Deraisa. So there's a famous comment there, his son-in-law was a famous maskal, Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport, Shir, known as Shir in the, by the maskilim. He's known by his Rosh Hashanah. So he's a big Talmud Chacham. The original Maskilim knew how to learn. The Gumbach the Tzeit of Samalot is one of the biggest Maskilim of all time. So he has there, the Avnei Miluim was put together after the Tzeit died. The Tzeit was written and printed by the Tzeit himself. And the Sefer on Eben Ezra was the Ksuvim, it was the Ksav Yad, and then it was published there. So he died by his son-in-law. And the son-in-law arranged it, and he has his own comments on the bottom every so often. That's why by the Chassidim they don't like to look at all of the Avnei Miluim. It's weaker than the Tzeit. Wasn't completed the Chavi didn't tie everything up like a lot of the Avnei Miluim is just quotes. Rashi says and Chazon says and Chazon Shvid says and Rashi says and Ramban says and they just massage all the sheep with my time. Not at all like this choice, it doesn't tie everything up. But I've seen them, they stand, they don't like to look at the Avnei Miluim because it's some suspect, it's put out by a mouthful, who knows what he's putting on it. So the son-in-law has a Heorah and this Chuvah's Avnei Miluim, he has a Kasha, very stark Kasha. That all the Achrayim discussed, all the Shulma Achrayim discussed, that it says Nehagoah, they don't identify who wrote it. It says Nehagoah on the bottom of the page, and they don't even say it's written by the son-in-law. It obviously says it was by the son-in-law. But it says there, they quote this Kashra, he says, Rashi says in the beginning of Beitza, when the Gemara comments in Beitza, Eim Avat Anishal HaTchila, and that's solid in Beitza, so Rashi says, where is the source of this din? Eim Avat Anishal HaTchila? Where do we know it? How does the Gemara know that such a din exists? How does the Gemara know it from a Mishnah? Where's the source of the Mishnah? The Rashi quotes in the Surah, the Mishnah and Truman, that if a little bit of Truman fell into a little bit of Chulin, and you don't have enough Chulin to be Mavatel of Truman, because Truman, in order to be Batel, you have to have Meyo, Batel back in the Meyo, you have to have 100 units of Chulin against the 1 unit of Truman. So the din is, let's say you have 30 units of Chulin against it. So you're not permitted to add on another 70 units in order to make it Batel Barot. So Rashi says, when that Mishnah you see, that ain't Mavatel Yisrael HaTzila. So, the Kseis of Samala writes in the footnote, says, Akasha, how can Rashi be writing that Mishnah to call it a Kula? Maybe it's only by Truma because Mishmer is from Mosa. Maybe it shouldn't apply to all these three terms. The Gemara there in Beit is talking about being Mevatel Mukhtar. being mevatel other things. Not talking about being mevatel truma, where there's a problem in Mishmeret Tzion. And I didn't count. So the Achrenim give a fascinating parrot on it. The Palestinian Achrenim give a good parrot. But the Mishnah there, it's not talking about a guy who has truma at the end. This is truma that's low in the side. It's talking about truma that got mixed up. It got mixed up in 30 units of chulon, let's say. So when I tell you this bottle to write, so this halacha that truma is bottled, that's an amazing, only the Rabbanim. Jason points out on the Sugya Nidah that although this Ifrei derives it from the Tosik in the end of Parshas Korach, the truma in order to be bottled has to have echo the mayor, as nigdus shomi menu, more learns out, not for the tocha mekatsha, but if the truma falls back in, then it won't be bottled baroid, because you only have 99 to 1, like maisam and amais. But if you would have had 100 to 1, then it would have been bottled. If not, this is great essence from that Tosik in the end of Parshas Korach, the truma needs echo the mayor to be bottled. You need 100 units of chulon against the 1 unit of truma in order that the truma should be bottled. So Tosik points out in the Gemara Nida, in the middle of Nida, that this requirement of mayor is only the Rabbanon, and Tosik in the Sifrei is only an Asmachtes, Migdashami Menu, and then I tell the truma is bottled there, like everything else is bottled there. So that Mishnah in truma happens to be speaking about a case where the truma was bottled there already. Truma fell into 30 units of chulon. So when I tell it's bottled beroy, but with the Rabbanon it's not yet bottled beroy. So the Mishnah says you're not permitted to add on another 70 units of chulin in order to make it echo the mayor, in order that it should be bottled even with the Rabbanon. So some Achrenim say that when does the space say, when does the Rabbanon have his Torah? That it's an Issa deraisa and the Shmos from Mosai, and Vatal Issa have Chilah by Truma, that's only when the Truma is the end. But if it's a case where the Truma is bottled beroy already, so when I tell it's bottled, there is no Truma. It's only with the Rabbanon that you have Truma. The truma that only exists with the Rabban, so it's not bottled yet, there for the mayor, but the one of the Machanis, that there's no deal in Mishmeret to Moshayana. So why are you not permitted to add on another 70 units of chulin to be Mevatlet? So that's what Rashi says in days, there must be a plain din of Ein Mevatlet and Yisrael Hatzila. That's why it is a good right. But if it would have been truma at the end, then everybody would have agreed to the Avnei Miluim that it would have been an Issa Deraisa of Ein Mevatlet and Yisrael Hatzila by truma, which wouldn't extend to Kol HaTosfos. That's how I think they accept. So for other Achrenim want to say like that. The truth is wrong, Mr. Rambam. But this is the pasuk from which we derive this basic din. And Morvi Amayta Lahazik Dolem Alakhtanim, that this is the din of Otul is supposed to be a diary. And it applies not only to a Kadmah Shehigilachino, it applies even to a Kadmah Shelohigilachino. That's how the Chacham Sofer says, he quotes his Rajbo, and the Shivas Tzion supports him against the Yisra V'Hetzer, against the Rabbeinu Yom. We discussed a lot about the pasuk Lo Yitamo. There's an interesting machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Brachas Bachor regarding this din. A kohen is not permitted to be metamel lemeizim unless it's one of the Zion clothing. The albito of his yimo and so on. So the pasuk says Lo Yitamo. Machlokes of Akiva Rabbi Shmuel whether Lo Yitamo is a reshus or Lo Yitamo is a chayva. And we passing like Rashi quotes over here. We passing Lo Yitamo chayva. The mitzvah to be metamel. The Gemara says that his man by Shemi was a kohen by the name of Yosef HaKohen who lost his wife on Erev Pesach, and he didn't want to be metamei to his wife because he didn't want to lose his opportunity to be matzah the kohen Pesach. And Echav HaKohanim Timuhu Bal Korcha, the other kohanim passed in Aloch like Rabbi Kiva. Before Rabbi Kiva had the machlekes with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva was after the Korban Abayit, and this was his man by Shemi who was already mekubal that the pesach is that lo yitam is a chayva. Rabbi Kiva's shita was known before. So there is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos Avchof and Alek regarding the nature of this din of lo yitam. Why is lo yitam? Why is there a din lo yitam? It has to be mitami to the creation. So the Gemara says in Brachos Avchof that it's based on the principle of kavod abriyah. This is one of the sources in Chumash where we derive that principle. It's an inyan of kavod abriyah. Kavod abriyah is not really. We've got to point that it's not really a mitzvah. There's no beferish a mitzvah in the Torah. Here, granted, it is a mitzvah. Lo yitam a mitzvah in mitami to the nation. But it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. This is really the mitzvah of avelus. It's specific to Rambam writes. Lo yitam a mitzvah is the yisayda mitzvah of avelus derais. The Rambam writes in Hilchot Ovel that one shouldn't be mezalzel in avelus because we see how chomer, kama chamura mitzvah avelus, that the Torah says that the yisit kohanim, the yisit tum of the kohanim is mitzvah mitznehu avelus. You see, the Rambam understands that the mitzvah for the kohen to be mitami to the zayin kreidim is kovet avelus. What does it mean? That's a form of avelus. The idea of the Avelis to the Krovma, Avelis the Rice is a mitzvah of idea to be Mitami is a mitzvah of Avelis. Avelis is an Indian of Kavod Abir. So Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes, what's the nature of this Heter? Is it Zechuya or is it Hutra? So Rashi says it's Avada Hutra. The Gemara has in brachas there, there are two kinds of heterim. Sometimes the Yisr is hutra and sometimes it's chuya. Hutra means that it's heter gomer b'shofi. When the Torah gave the Yisr, this was an exception to the rule melech hatchilan. The chuya means no. The Torah gave the Yisr al kolpanim. In all cases, in all circumstances, in all situations. But then, if you're faced with a conflict, if you're presented with a dilemma, and you're stuck, how can you observe the din of tumas karam not being the time of basin? It would be in contradiction to the mitzvah of kovod avriyus, in contradiction to the mitzvah of avelus. And then the Torah says, well, this mitzvah is doicha that mitzvah. It's not that the other mitzvah of tumas karam doesn't apply, was never given in the first place. It's not that it's mutra meikara when the Yisrael was giving tumas karam. This is an exception to the rule. No, the rule should have applied here, but because of the mitzvah of lo yitamo, so it's doicha that is. So that's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says then is a pashtus. That is hutra. That's where the pasuk reads. It says the kohen is not allowed nefesh leitama b'yamus ki in l'sheiro except for his relatives. So the simple reading is that this is an exception kiyim in Hebrew, not in Hebrew, means except for hutra. That's the pashtus. So he says, gets all excited against that. So that's what the Gemara comes to the conclusion that you cannot derive from this pasuk a principle that kavod avriyus is derech and he said they're right. Kavod avriyus tells the Gemara is only derech and he said they're rabbanon. That's the Gemara and Brach is you test on the day. I hear you see, lo yitamo is derech and he said they're right. So the Gemara says, no, it's different. So Rashi says, why is it different? This is hutra, this is not the chuyah. So Tosfos gets excited about Rashi. How can you say that this is hutra? So every time you have Esther derech alo yitamo, so you say, you also say it's hutra. So Rashi holds that's no kasha. Here it says, ki yim. It says, lo yitamo ki yim, except for this. It says the fairest of the hutra. I'm saying again, in Esther derech alo yitamo, the lo yitamo is written independently. And then you have an essay which happens to contradict the lo yitamo, then you have a klal. Esther derech alo yitamo, that's the chuyah, that's not hutra. But Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos holds that it is the chuyah. If it's the chuyah, so what's the Gemara's answer? Why not derive from here that the idea of kavod avriyus is so strong and so powerful, it could even be deicha yisurin deraisa? The Tosfos says no raya. That the only time, the only thing you can derive from this pasuk is that kavod avriyus can be deicha nisa deraisa if it's an isa kal. What's an isa kal? Tumas kohanim is a law of shena shava bakol. It's a law that doesn't apply to the whole Jewish population. It only applies to a segment of the population, to the kohanim. But if you have a law of hashava bakol, then kavod avriyus would not be deicha that. Yeah, Tosfos had a makis. Tosfos quoted a makis such a klal. Related klal, not identical, related. So normally we have a klal, eser derech aloysa, however, ain eser derech aloysa, eser the eser. What if it's aloysa, eser the eser, shena shava bakol? And Tosfos is quoting the Gemara in Yivam, it's not saying, but the Gemara says, eser is derech aloysa, eser the eser, provided that there ain a shava bakol. So Tosfos has such a similar thing over here. When you have an eser, which is ain a shava bakol, so it's a lower level eser, it's not as chomor as an eser, a shava bakol. So that's what the Gemara means to answer over here. That kavod avriyus is deicha lo yisaseh deraisa if it's ain't a shavu bakol. The pasuk says that he's only permitted to be metamel achos apsul akreve elav shaloi hoysa leish. The Rashi quotes from the Gemara, akreve elav, the rabbis in Tarusa, shaloi hoysa leish, if she's in a suah already, or if she was nensa, let's say she's single, she was nensa, so then the kohen is not permitted to be metamel to his own sister. Only she was never nensa, she was never nivola, even if she's in an arusa, the mitzvah is that he should be mitame to her. So it's interesting, the Rambam's opinion is that lo yitamo is a mitzvah saveilus deraisa. That's how Rambam writes. So the pasuk shat in the Gemara is that we derive from this pasuk the din of aveilus deraisa. The aveilus for these relatives is deraisa. So what about for a married sister? Achoso shena psula, kein hoysula yish. She is married, or a single sister who is mensa. Say there's no avelus deraisa, the avelus only the rabbanon. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch that all avelus is only the rabbanon. The Rambam passes even avelus yamrish and everything is only the rabbanon. There's no avelus deraisa. But the mechaber, that's how the Rambam passes for Ashkenazim. But the mechaber passes like the Rambam, the Rish, and the Gaonim that avelus yamrish is deraisa. Where is the source of the mitzvah of a mitzvah hisdalos? So the Rambam writes the source is this pasuk lo yitamo. We discussed this week the Tzuvos Mishkanos Yankiv. How do you know, even according to the Rambam, that Avelis and Mishan is the right? So how do you know that Halachas Tira Meikah Ba'ovah, that Sofak Avelis is Kula? Why not say Tzeik the right in Kula? He said it's based on this pasuk, that all mitzvahs lo yitam on a pasuk, says the Imo Vadai, the Sifra says Imo Vadai v'lo Sofak, so this is the source of the din, that whenever there's a Sofak in Avelis, you go to Kula, even a Sofak calls it. So the Rambam says this is the source of the mitzvah of Avelis the right. Should I say that Avelis on Achoso Hanesua, Achoso Bitsu, Akoso Shenenso, it's only the Rabbanan. So that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ramban. Interesting. This limitation, this restriction, Akoso Ptula, Ashalohoi Saliyish, that she has to be Ptula, if she was Nenso, there's no Hetatuma. And she has to be, even if she's in Arusa, and she's in Asua, Ofana, even if she's in Asua, Shalai Nivala, Aloha Saliyish, if she's Nivala, or she's in Asua, is Nit. So these limitations, are these just limitations in the Heter Tumas Kohanim, Lo Yitamin, the Mitzvah in the Heter Tumas Kohanim, but they wouldn't apply at all to the Mitzvah Tavelis. If you hold like the Ramam and the Rif and the Mechaber, the Avelis and Rishon is the Raisa to those Krov mentioned in the Chumash, so would even apply would be Avelis the Raisa to Achosah HaNesua. Or should you say no? That these are limitations in the relative. If you have a sister and she gets married, she becomes like a sister-in-law. A sister. A different kurva, different chaloshem kurva. So, machleik is the Rambam and the Ravid. How do you understand shat and the pasuk? Apsula, ashaloi hoyseliish. These two limitations. Apsula v'loi bula, v'loi mensa. Aloi hoyseliish. She's in a stu as nid. Are these limitations in the shame hakurva? That after she becomes an ensa, or after she becomes a nesua, then she's less of a sister, like a sister-in-law. So there's no avelas there. I see this. It's the wrong kurva. It's like a cousin. So this is two distant relatives. Or should you say no, she remains the same level of kurva, except it's the pashtus. And this is just exerus hakosav and a hetzer tumah, the mitzvah tumah, but as far as the mitzvah tavelis, l'chara shouldn't be a limitation. It's a strange machlegis. What does the Rambam hold on the issue of lo yitama, the machlegis Rashi and Tesis? Whether lo yitama is a tchuy or lo yitama is a hutra? So there is a Rambam, there is a strange Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Ovel, when he quotes these dinim of Tumas Kohanim, that he writes, that Tumas Kohanim is the chuy of Aloy Hutra, Lefichach, therefore, the Kohen is only permitted to the Mitame, is permitted and obligated to the Mitame to design Kroivim, if that's the only mace who's there in the chapel. But let's say there's a funeral, and the Kohen's father died, and they have another mace there in the chapel. So when the Kohen walks in, not only is it being Mitame to his own father, which is a mitzvah, he's also being Mitame to somebody else, whom he's not related to at all. A Goy, a Jew, an Afkamina, somebody other than his father. So the Rambam writes like this, because Tumas Kohanim is only Duchuyah and it's not Hutro, therefore the Kohen is only permitted to be Mitameh to his father, if that's the only Tumah that there is. But if there are other Tumahim there, then he's not allowed to be Mitameh. And the Rambam writes, and he's quoting here or there, that's why the Meid is, the Kohanim are buried at the edge of the cemetery. So if you've got to bury Kohanim in the middle, so till the Kohen is going to get there. Till the Kohen is going to get there, he's going to be Mitameh to other Meis. Now he's going in the hearse, he's being Mitameh to his father. But as he's burying his father, he's being mitami to the other Kraven who are around there also. And that's not allowed. Because it's Kuya. Implying if it would have been Hutra, it would have been everything Mutra. The question is, what has one got to do with the other? It doesn't make any sense. What's the difference Hutra and Kuya? Because the Netziv writes in his commentary on the Shulchan that the Rambam should not be interpreted like that. But it doesn't mean... The Rambam is not taking a stand on the Tchuy Hutri issue, on the Machlekes Rashi and Tesis in Brachas, on the Achofim and Aleph, whether it's Tchuy or it's Hutra. The Rambam just means to say that it's a special heter whether Hutra or Tchuy. The Rambam means it's only a special heter that the Kohanim are permitted to be Mitamni only to design Kroivim, and if there's somebody else there aside from design Kroivim, then there's no heter tumah. That's how it is. But the word Tchuy in the Rambam is loved up. And others assume. Not so. In Yeriday, there's a machlekes achronim. What pshat in the Rambam? This is a pshat in the Rambam. Some achronim say the Rambam didn't mean it. The Rambam means like this. Ganter didn't pshat. That well, let's say if there are two meisim in the same chapel, the relative with the other person, the kohen is permitted to go in. What is it? Marba b'shurim. It's the same level of tumah. Whether it's only his father who's there, or there's an additional meis. The exact same level of tumah. Might not kamina. Well, if he's going with the hearse and he's matami to his own father in the Beis HaKfaris, so what's the difference whether he's matami to his father alone, matami to his father and another mate? Might not mean it's the same thing. The Rambam means like this. That's mutter to go to the chapel, and it's mutter to go to the levaya. The shayla is after they bury the father, and after the mace is buried, then there's no longer a heter tumah. But that kohen can't go visit his father's kever. The heter lo yitam is only up until the tvur. The mitzvah that a kohen has to be matami to the zayin kerovim is only up until the time that the zayin kerovim are buried. Once they're buried, so he's no longer being mistatik in the tefurah. So he's not allowed to be mitame to the Zayin Kroivim. So the shayla is not, the kohen is stuck in the middle of the cemetery. How's he going to get out? So he's going to run out. So now he's going to be mitame to the others. Shalai b'shas esatik in the tefurah. That's what some Achronim in Yeridei interpret that that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam doesn't mean to say that it's also the Tame, Lemeiso, Lemeisach, Evivatach. No, that's how to go. It means if the therefore, also lekoyim lehistami lemeis apilu be'ez shemistami lekrovo. What does it mean apilu be'ez? The simple translation is at the exact same time he's going to the chapel, and his relative is there. His dead relative is there. And there's another person there. Apilu be'ez. That's the simple translation. Shneemar lo yitam enem itam lacher mima. Shelayim ohelvin et meisi alavi alaket. Then he says, Shelayim, he shouldn't say holvin et meisi alavi. Alakeit atmos ploni o ega bekeva ploni. The marshal that he gives already diverts it. Sounds like he's already finished burying the korev, and now on his way out he wants to take care of someone else. Lefichach, you should be nizar to bury the kohanim b'soy beis akvoris. Kadosh shlo ikonus le beis akvoris. V'lo yistamei bekivros acherim kisheyikvar meisa. What does it mean kisheyikvar? On his way in or on his way out? And his way in is also usher. It means done. The way in is mutter because he's holding on to the aron of his father. He's after he buried the father on his way out, then it's us. That's the deal that the Afrenim have. And the Rav taught that, like the Pashtus and the Ramam, that it's us. The only question is, why should this depend on Tchuyo Hutro? So then it says it doesn't. Either Ramam says that, he doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that. Well, that we already discussed, the Ramam's opinion, that this Tuma B'chivurim, that if I touch a mace and then I walk away and I touch somebody else, the Amana Afatum, and I make him the mace of the other, makes me an Amana, I make him a Rishon Atum. But if I'm still holding on to the mace, or I'm still on top of the base of course in the oil mace, then I stick my hand out and I touch him, so he becomes an Afatum, not only a Rishon Atum. While I'm still in contact with the mace, or still in the oil mace, I touch him, he becomes an Afatum. So the Ramam seems to hold that that's an indication that my level of Tum is higher than ours. When I'm still holding on to the mace, it's at the same thing between Avi Avois and Av. I'm an Av plus, an Av square. So I'm not an Avi Avois. I'm not a grandfather yet. I'm more than a father. More than an Av Atum. That's a machlokes in the Gemara Nazir, where the kohen is permitted to go into the oil hagoses when a person, if he's a cholis, the rav calls him l'chaim, but if he's a goses, the rav goses in the misa. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. It's either the two gears, either it's machlokes abai the rav, or it's machlokes abiyach and shlokish. The Tosi says, depending on the two gears, it'll depend what the psak is. Because one gears that has it, whenever abiyach argues with the shlokish, we pass like abiyach with three exceptions, so this is not one of them. Whenever Abayu argues with Rava, we pass like Rava with six exceptions, the Al-Kigam, and this is not one of them. The Taisa says, according to one gear, it comes out that it's Mutter Lekami, Mutter Lekoin Lekonis Loyal Agres. According to the other gear, it comes out that it's Asa Lekoin Lehitami Legres. That's how the Gemara Darshans in Amit Pasuk Lehei Chalo. Eitama Bab Yamav Lehei Chalo, you shouldn't do anything that will bring about Chibul Kedusha Tuhunasa. Lo Yitama means don't be Metame. Lehei Chalo means don't be Mechal Yekedusha by going into an oil agres. But that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether that's the least, whether it's also a mutter. And Taisi says two gears is la'alocha what the din is. And Shulchan Aruch it's a machlokes also. The Ramah says lachumra, mechab in the Ramah. The Ramah says you have to be machmer that a kohen is not allowed to go into the oil agos, unless the Pesach Tshuva says unless he's a doctor and he feels he may be able to prolong his life. Then any quotes of some sort, it depends. Is there another doctor who can treat him just as well as me? If I'm an expert and I think I can treat him much better, I'm more conscientious than the other one, Rimos and Nefesh more, then it's a suffix because Nefesh, then he's certainly permitted to go into the oil agosis. But if I'm not any better than the other guy, I'm a doctor just as good as the other guy, I don't think that he has any better abilities than me, then if he's chitshuva quotes the name of Tam Sefer, that the kohen is not permitted to treat the ghosts. And then if he's chitshuva, that's what he quotes in Tam Sefer. Then if he's chitshuva has a tain against Tam Sefer, why? I should still consider it a Safik Kikrof Nefesh, even though I don't think that I'm any better than him. Nobody thinks that I'm better than him. That was the third thing. So the Chamsayf says it should depend whether it's Hutra or Tchuya. Chamsayf says this issue should depend. What's the halacha pikuach nefesh? Is derecha kol ha'tara kulos. Here I want to do pikuach nefesh for this toilet, for this goyim. So there's a machlokes in Hilchos Shabbos, but the pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is derecha Shabbos, the pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is mati the issue Shabbos. What's the nachmini about the Hutra or Tchuya? The nachmini is if it's efshel kaim shneim. What if he can save his life without having the avera violated? If he holds pikuach nefesh, is doicha isuri Torah? This says only if it's the efshel kaim shneim, only if it's mamash tzorah. You cannot save his life in any other way. But if you hold that pikuach nefesh is matter the isuri Torah, so then it's even mutter if it's efshel kaim shneim. Even if he can get someone else, he can do it just as well. So some sefer says, what's takel aloch? Is it hutra tchuya? So he says, first of all, the Ramah passes in Hilchos Shabbos that pikuach nefesh is only dechuya. Shabbos is only tchuya, it's not hutra. So if you can get someone else, you have to get someone else for Chilul Shabbos. And even if you hold like the Mechaber, who holds the Chilul Shabbos, that Pikuach Nefesh is Matir Shabbos, not Dechuyo, it's Hutra. So if some Sada comes up with a whopper of a Chilul, she claims that that's only Shabbos. Mechaber holds that the whole Machleg is the Mechaber the Ramah, and the Rosh in the end of Yuma, where the Chilul Shabbos is Hutra, or Dechuyo, for Chilul Shabbos, the Sakon is only Machleg is in Shabbos. And in Surah Torah, where the Koinen should be Mitami to Amaze in order to save someone's life, nobody would say that it's Hutra. Everybody would agree that it's Dechuyo. And if it's the chuyah, then it's only mutter. If it's efshel kaim shneim, so that would only be if you need me, if I'm a better doctor than him. But if I'm just as he's just as conscientious as I am, and he's just as expert as I am, and so on, then the chamsayfa says that I'm not allowed to go treat him. You have to get the non-kohen to treat the ghost. That's the chamsayfa's stuff. And then the pisei tshuva has a taina against the chamsayfa based on the Yerushalmi in the end of Nedarim, that the Mishnah says in Nedarim. The guy took a neder, not to visit, not to be mahane somebody else. Amura hano, like we were talking yesterday, amura hano mechaveru. The guy took a neder, but I take a neder not to be nana from you at all. No hano. So you're not allowed to be mahane me because I'll be violating my yisra neder. What happens if I'm sick and I need somebody to treat me? So then the Mishnah says that you're permitted to treat me and there's no violation on my part because mechevase lo yadre. He never included that in his neder that he shouldn't get treatment from the other guy. So then the Yerushalmi, the Ran, there in the Dorm, quotes a famous Yerushalmi that the Shach quotes from the other day, and in Hilchos Bikur Cholim this is quoted, that what happens if there are many doctors, and the Chol is in the hospital who's sick, and from all the doctors that are around, one of them he had taken a neder not to be nana from him, and now he needs the guy to treat him, but there are other doctors in the hospital, he doesn't really need him, there are other doctors who can take care of him. So did he say that he's allowed to be nana even from that doctor from whom he took a nana not to be nana? Or no? That since he can be nana from the other, so why violate his nana? So the Yerushalmi has a lashon, lav mikol adam, or the mezeicha lehisrapos. But in Hashemayim, sometimes they see to it that one person should be the shmiach the refuah. Sometimes one doctor will give the refuah and the other doctor won't, even though this doctor is not better than the other. It's not that he's more conscientious, not that he's a better expert. They all know every medicine equally. And they're all equally conscientious, but the Yerushalmi says, "Min Hashemayim has to do with Hashgacha Zachem." The Lav Mikol Adam, Adam Zechel is Rabbi. So therefore, when he took the neder not to be nana, Miklaini, the doctor, he never meant Mechevaste Lo Yadre. He never meant to take a neder Mechevaste to be Mechayim. He never meant to take a neder to the extent that he should lose out his refuah. Either other doctors, it may turn out that Min Hashemayim, we only want this doctor to be Matzliach and my refuah, not the other doctor. That's what the Pesachei Tshuva has a time against the Chacham Sefer. How can the Chacham Sefer say that if there are other doctors who are equally conscientious as the Kohen and equally expert as the Kohen, and the Kohen is not permitted to enter the oil, like great space, to treat the patient, but since there's a Svar Lab Mikol Adam on the Zechel Yisrap, so let it be considered, let it constitute a suffix, Sakonos Mephoshes, maybe Min HaShemayim, this is the only one who deserves to be Matzliach, to be Merapihim, and not other people. That's the Pesachei Tshuva's taina he wants to pass in against the Chamsayfer. So the pashtus is that the Chamsayfer is right. The pashtus is over here. But that svar, la mikol adam zechel yisrapos, is not enough of a svar to make a suffix pikuach nefesh. I'll see pashtus. The b'derech hateva, they're equally conscientious, the two doctors, and they're equally equipped to treat the choleh. You're going to say, since the ruchni is digging in, la mikol adam zechel yisrapos, you're going to leave all of teva. Start worrying about Hashgacha, the way the Rosh Hashanah runs his world, so it's a suffix pikuach nefesh. So you can make a lot of stuff pikuach nefesh then. Like we had a case, let's say, Achol Shesh Mitakana, so we should say, I'm allowed to go drive to the Beit Medrash to get them to say Tilim on Shabbos, a lot of call people up on the telephone and drive to Beis Medrash and put on the lights in order to say Tillin, because maybe by saying Tillin, maybe we'll save the guy's life. When it comes to supernatural things, but it's schwer to say that. That's called the Sufik Sakharas Nefesh. Now, Sufik Yitzhak Nefesh. So the Pashtus is like Chacham Sefer. If you don't say La Mikol Adam Aron Zechel, let's wrap it and make it, should constantly be Sufik Sakharas Nefesh. Aydi Yishalmi says that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, that Amura Hanon Echavero is Mutal Raposo, even if the Rada Doctors is also Mutal Raposo, because La Mikol Adam Aron Zechel, let's wrap it. No, so the Pashtus says that's a different reason why. Because Nechevase Layadre, that was never included in the Neder. And the guy takes the Neder not to get Hanoah. So what did he mean by that Neder? Doesn't mean if he's going to be dying. If the guy's going to be dying, so the doctor shouldn't treat him. About a doctor may treat him. A doctor may treat him not because the Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha the Neder. It was never included in the Neder. That's the Pshat that the Gemara says. Nechevase Layadre. He never included that in the Neder. He meant little Hanoah to accept gifts from him, to eat in his home. Other hanoi, but he didn't mean it, whatever. But he didn't mean this kind of hanoi to save his life. That he never meant. So who had the nami? The yom din is, and he never meant this either. But since people have such a psychological idea, people know that in Hashemayim sometimes Hashgacha gives success to one doctor and not to the other, even though they're equally equipped and they're equally conscientious and so on. But since we all know the lami, call out about himzerchal israpis amazolzah. So therefore, this is included in the umdana of the neder that he never included. But the pashtus is not like the pitkei tshuva that this is constitutes a suffix, a konos pashtus. Pashtus is that not? That's in the end of Yeridei. Then the tumas bottom, the pitkei tshuva has that machlokes with the chamsrei. So then is this Rambam that at this time is what has it got to do with kli and hutra? It's very shver. Even if it's hutra, it's only hutra for his mace, not for the other mace. The only problem is that he says the Rambam never meant. The problem is that the Rambam Tamat Mefurish says it. What's the connection? The question, why should it only be Mutra and his Mason? I don't know, you have to understand. Why should the Rambam say that it's Chuyah below Hutra? Why should Tashis insist? Isn't it Pashtus like Rashi? It says, Lo Yitama B'yamav Ki in Rishero. This is an exception to the rule. Isn't it the Pashtus of the Chumash? Reads like Rashi. How did Tashis and say the Pashtus and the Rambam? How did Tashis and the Rambam come off to say that it's the Chuyah? Isn't it Mamash Hutra? The Chumash reads like Rashi's Hutra. So the Rav once gave a whole Yortzeit Shira on it. He explained why he thinks that it has to be Dafke Tchuyah. Why take this in the Rambam Akvetshin who insists that it's Dafke Tchuyah v'loi Hutra? Because what is the whole mitzvah of Lo Yitama? The Rambam Shita is that the mitzvah for a Kohen to be Mitame only applies to a Kohen. It doesn't apply to a non-Kohen. This mitzvah, Lo Yitama, mitzvah, the Rambam holds the mitzvah only applies to Kohanim. Whatever you have a person who's not Muzer Al HaTumah, then he's not, then he doesn't have a mitzvah to be mitami either. That's the Rambam Perek Beis in Hilchos Tovah Halacha Vav. Bamed Dvar Mamurim. Kama Chamura Mitzvahs Avelis, he writes. Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Kama Chamura Mitzvahs Avelis. Look how strong the mitzvah of Avelis is. Shehari Nitchis Lo Hatume Mitznei Krova Kedem Sheisasi Kimoim V'Yisabel Aleihem. The Rambam says that Lo Yitama is the mitzvah of Avelis, their Isa. And he says Nitchis. The simple reading is that it's Duchuyo, not Hutra. But the Hutra doesn't really indicate that one is more common than the other. The simple reading of the Rambam is again Dechuyah, like the Rambam at the end of Perek Beis, and the Halacha says Vavdeyim. He says, Nitchis loy hatumim is nekrov, say she yisati gimon yisabal aleim. Shneemar, lo yitamo mitzvah sese. Bamed var mamurim, when we have this mitzvah sese, bizichorim shehu zaru al hatumim. Only to zifrei kuna, who are forbidden, b'nei haharim v'lo b'nei saharim, as she puts, b'nei saharim are not muzer on tumim meis. So on zifrei kuhune, Shehuza Rolatume, then they have a mitzvah of Lo Yitama. Avol HaKohanot, Hoyol V'yenu Mitzores Alatume, Kein Eino Mitzuvus L'Histame L'Proivim. It's optional. And the writer has a Hasoge, Kashli, it's against the Gemara. Shagatari has a Tshuva, and the Tshuva Tachadosh, he holds the writer is right. He quotes Rashi and Tarishis in the writer, he claims that Rav Rishonim holds against the Rambam. What's Taka the Rambam sees over here? What does the Rambam mean by this? So the way, if you put together these two Rambams, Perek Beis Halacha Vav and Halacha Tes Vav, the Rav Soloveitchi pointed out, it would appear that the Rambam understands that it's Duchuya, it's not Hutra. And the word is like this, the Kovid Habriyas that you're doing is to demonstrate that even though I'm Muzer Al HaTumah, out of Kovid HaMeis, I'm violating. I'm being Mechal, my Kedushas Kuna, the Kovid HaMeis. Otherwise, if you say that it's Hutra, like Rashi says, that like the simple reading of the Chumash, the way Rashi reads, that the Torah forbids it to be Mitamil Mason, like Tamil Biyamah Kiyin, except the Mokham Masaskis, the Kura Zain Kurban, and there's no Issa at all, So then how does that demonstrate? How does that demonstrate Kovod HaBriyah? The Kovod HaBriyah says that the relatives are being Masasik in the Tzura. So the Rambam says, no, that's not the Kovod HaBriyah, that the relatives are being Masasik. But the Rambam holds it only applies to Zichri Kuna. To Yisraelim, there's no mitzvah that they have to be Masasik in the Tzura. That's not part of the mitzvah Lo Yitama. Mitzvah Lo Yitama is not to be Masasik in the Tzura so much, to be Mechala L'Kdushas Kuna. If there is an Yisra Lo Yitama, Lo Yitama, you're not allowed to be Mechama. And then you're Mechala L'Yisra, you violate the Yisra, the Torah says it's Zichuya. You have to be violate the Easter. Then you're being mechalal kedushas kuna for the purpose of kavod habriyah, all the kavod hamei. But if you say hutra, then you're not violating any kedushas kuna. So then where's the kavod habriyah? That's how the Rambam understands the kavod habriyah is not so much the husas to the yitzur, but rather the chilul kedushas kuna, the being mechalal kedushas kuna. The word of being mechalal kedushas kuna only makes sense if it's zechuya, not if it's hutra. If hutra is the meikored in mitzvah, was never given the kiyagavim. Right, this is the makor of Kavod
HaBriyah.
Yeah, you can argue with the Rambam. The Rav HaRishon LeShavitai, the Rav HaRishon LeShavitai argue with the Rambam, he holds that they're right. But the mitzvah, the Tama flies even to Israel and even to women. But what is the Rambam Shita? So the Rambam understands that the Lo Yitama, the Kovod HaBriyah that the Chumash is speaking of over here, is not so much simply the Hisaspus and the Tzvura as a form of Avelus, but rather the Chilul Kedushas Kuna for the sake of the Hisaspus and Tzvura. The Chilul Kedushas Kuna only makes sense if it's the Chuyah. If it's Hutras, you're not being Mechal anything. It's not Kosher Atak and Kosher level. Everything is Hefe Gomer. But if it's Chilul Kedushas Kuna in the sense of the Chuyah, it means that there is an Easter, but the Torah tells me to violate the Easter. To show that I violate the Easter out of Kovod HaMeis. To show Kamach HaMura Mitzvah Tavei. That is the Rambam Shita. This din often doesn't apply to Bizman HaZeh. The din in the Gemara is, the Rambam quotes it, the Gemara knows here, that the plane is only the time, it's the din of the other day, the plane is only the time of the Mason, the Bizman Shu Shalom, the Bizman Shu Chaseya. Let's say if they made an autopsy on the Mason. But then the Gemara says, let's say if a person was murdered, the Gemara says a Horuk, Isha Nikta Rosh, a Horuk, so that parts of the body will be missing after death. Something was missing. So then there's no din of tumas, there's no mitzvah of the coming being mitamis. So I can't adjust it to be mitamis. And there's a machlokes in Radbaz, a machlokes in Yerodei, and post in Lalocha. What about Chosam Echayim? What if the father had his appendix removed? He had his tonsils removed while he was alive. If the mother had a breast removed or something. If some limb, there's some kind of an eva missing, a finger, a leg, a toe, or something was missing, Echayim. And then, after death, the body was not mutilated. Nothing was touched. Certain died. We didn't make any autopsy. We didn't kill him. Nothing was missing from the body after death. It's not Chosu HaHamish, but it's Chosu Mechayim. So that's a machlokis in Poskim Laloch, what the din is. I think Rova Poskim held that it's only for Chosu LaHamish. That the relatives are only metamis to design craving. If this was the same, this body that is being metami to now is exactly identical to the body that it was mechayim at the time of death. But if it was chosam mechayim, that is constantly moved a long time ago, and he was 10 years old, and then later on he died, so then there's no issa to be metami. And other person hold not so. If he's missing any age or even mechayim, so then you want to metami if the body is shalom, not if the body is chosam. Missing a tooth, I don't think. Missing a tooth. Teeth are not considered hair. Teeth are not considered integral to the body. Tooth is not metame. Rashi goes to mission. Tooth is only metame from the mace if it's still attached to the mace. Once it's detached, there's no butter on it, so the tooth is not metame. It's not considered really an equal part of the body. A mace of lung. That's the machlokes. Now the Rambam doesn't talk about that. That's the machlokes from the other day. What about Chosu Mechayim? It wouldn't be allowed to. It wouldn't be allowed in the Tanya. The Gemara says that. Make Chosu, you're not allowed in the Tanya. The Hesachum only starts to show them. The Zan Shum Shalom was the Man Shum Chosu. So the other day, there's a machlokes about God. Another person, what about Chosu Mechayim? The only Chosu Allah Hamis, or even Chosu Mechayim? The big debate in the Chosu, what's the meaning? Chumash Azadim, the beginning of the Seder that Kohen is not permitted to marry all these specific women, so one of them is a Zayna. That's the issue, Bizman Azadim. What is a Zayna? Gusha, we know what it is more or less. Not exactly. We discussed earlier this year when we went to Sugi Kim over Lakim, what does it mean? Isha Gusha Meisha? Isha Gusha Laika. Why Isha Gusha Meisha from her husband? So the Gemara says in the last Seder, he gives, now Pidam Lemis Garsha Elamisha. Even if she was given a Rehagat, she's also Psula Lakuna. Like is the Rambam and the other Rishon, where the Reach HaGed is the Reis of the Rabbanon. Rambam claims that Reach HaGed is only mid the Rabbanon, and the other Rishon hold that it's mid the Reis of the Shalom Nisari has, and the Tzuvah Sachadosh is the Tzuvah, who thinks the Rambam is wrong again. There's not this Rambam by the Lord Tam, there's not this Rambam by the Reach HaGed being the Rabbanon. He holds Reach HaGed is the Reis. We have another similar Shadr today, not exactly, we don't, whoever has Reach HaGed today, Reach HaGed means the guy in the Shugan, the guy who gets the Shadr, the Gitzah, the Harei, he had the Perish of the Shumad. Who would ever give a Reach HaGed? We don't have it. We have a different thing. Let's say a couple was married by a Reformed rabbi. And then later on they get divorced. So Rav Moshe holds Mikra Adin. In many cases you don't need a get. But L'chatchila, we always require a get because others are Machmir, are painting. Are painting is Machmir. In Europe they had a shadow before the war whether if a couple was married, let's say, by the justice of the peace, or civilly married, whether they need a get later on. If there was no real Chuppi Kedushan Al Pidim, they didn't need a get or not. So the Tzar Avraham has a tshuva. One of the Rabbanim in London wrote a whole sefer, he collected all the shittas, and the Tzar Avraham has a tshuva to him, and he received the sefer. And he writes, he also, they had an asifa for Rabbanim, they all investigated it, so they wrote Matik Sefer Abhenken from New York. Tzar Avraham writes before the war, Tzar Avraham died in the Kovna Ghetto. He died in the middle of the war. So he writes in his sefer that before the war they had asifa for Rabbanim to discuss this, Rab Cyrilson from Kishinev, who was killed by the Nazis. He was make a law from Mikra Adin and Rav Chaim Moshe and all the others, everybody was making. The only one who was not from all over the world was Rav Henkin from New York. That's three guys. So the minute usually today is that if people got divorced, they need a get, even if there never was a real good tradition in the first place. Even if they're not kashered, even if they were never religiously married, they were just civilly married and so on. What happens if you can't get a get? And then go to Rav Moshe and he'll write the children, he'll be mafi. So let's say such a woman did get a get. Such a woman was married. And she got a get. And Nikar Adin, we assume that the get is just L'chum of the Alma. The get Nikam Chum. It's not a get Nikar Adin. So would she be for, so why do we need the get? Is it just L'chum of the Alma? To satisfy Rav Henkin's opinion. Rav Henkin's opinion of Racha held that she is an Eshesish. So Mishim Chumar that right, Mishim Chumar the Eshesish. So we require a get. But the shad is now that she's no longer, now that she has a get, and she wants to marry a Kohen, there's no issue of Chumar the Eshesish now. Just the Chumar of my loss of the Yuchsin. Is she really a grusha that she's forbidden to marry a kohen? Or you say, no, that get wasn't really a get. The get wasn't necessary. Nikah Adin, she's permitted to marry a kohen. She can't. But that's a shy limb. If the get was given just the first kumra, the woman asur lehinasi l'tan. This man has letters from Bnei Brak, from the Rosh Hashivah, of the Shach, the stifler, and the Tzardish, the Rabbanim, and Rosh Hashivah, the Rabbanim, the both kinds of that. As well as from all the Rabbanim, and the authentic letters. Maybe this should be also seen like a Reach HaGed. So this is a Shailen Din, the Ramah, in Ebenezer quotes the Tshuvah HaRashbo that even a get that was given in Tam Kumra also tackles the woman in the Kuhun. The Ramah quotes the Tshuvah HaRashbo that a get that was given in Kumra tackles the Kuhun, the Chatzchili should not allow to marry Kuhun, and even B'diyeder takes it. That's what the Ramah says, even B'diyeder takes it. The Pri Yitzchak did a whole job of detective research over here. A big Petterberger has a whole tshuva about this in Chelik Beis, and he points out that if you look carefully, if you look up all the sources that the Rashi and tshuva quote, they're from different Gemaras and Yevamos, and you look in the Kedusha Rashi and Yevamos where the Rashi interprets and says that's only the Rashi that she taught them. But he says we taught them in a different place in Ebenezer against all those Rashi's and the Gemaras. So he says we really shouldn't taught them like this Rashi and the tshuva either. So this is all that she taught them, and his tshuva has not been accepted in the other Gemaras and Yevamos. So he says he's not going to argue with the Ramah about L'chatchila. He doesn't have the nerve, the courage to argue with the Ramah that she should be allowed L'chatchila to marry a Kohen. But he doesn't. He thinks that this is a little too much to go so far based on a Rashba that we really shouldn't accept L'alach to the but he ever takes it. He thinks that that's not right. Shailandin comes up unfortunately very often. Shailandin, what they get, that was Nishtar and Kumra, Pathos and Isha Lutumah. An interesting thing later in the study, the Chumash says that an Ashish coin is permitted to eat Shuma. The coin ki yikna nefesh kinyan tach bar hu yoy chal bo. So what does it refer to? Rashi says the simple pshat is kinkis nefesh kinkas refers to an evikinani hakoni lekoin or a behemoth coin. If a coin owns a behemoth, a coin owns an evikinani, is it permitted to eat truma? And evidently, if a coin is not permitted to eat truma, the first person coin is talking about yerachol kodesh, and the Gemara says in kiddushin, and the first person kiddushin dav dalu that this part of kodesh is talking about yerachol kodesh refers to an evidivri. So there's an evidivri mirza and evidivri tershay. He's not permitted to eat truma. But if it's an Evet 90 or a Bamet Koyim, then he's allowed to eat it. But the Gemara also darshan, Ula says, Arus about Yisrael, who's Arus of the Koyim, is Raturish, is permitted to eat Shema, Shema, Koyim keep Nefesh Kinyan Kaspar, the high Nami Kinyan Kaspar he. The Arus is the Kinyan Kaspar of the Koyim. So Rashi has a comment, in Kiddushin Abdullah Nefesh, Rashi says, why does Ula have to be right from the Kaspar of Kinyan Kaspar? The Abbas is afraid that Darshan is on a different part of Kultur Bevesh for Yerachal Kodesh, and bases the wish though, does referring to Eishas Koyim. So why does Ula have to Darshan on the original Drosha from the part of Kinyan Kaspo, that the Aru says is Kinyan Kaspo? Is a better Drosha, Kultur Bevesh for Yerachal Kodesh? The Rashi answers no. That bases the wish is limited after to an Estua. You have an Eishas issue in Aru and an Eishas issue in Estua. And that's the definition. What's the distinction of definition between an Arusa and a Nesua? Arusa means an Eshetish, who is Shaloi Bebeis HaBaal. And the Nesua means an Eshetish, who is Bebeis HaBaal. So the Pasuk that refers to Beis as a wish to can only be referring to a Nesua. That's how the Gemara says in Yuma, that's the Gimel, the Seiris. It says on Yom Kippur, the Chippa Ba'adol B'yad Beis, the Beis is a wish to the Kangol has to be married. So the Gemara says he has to be married with Nesua. If he's only married with Eresin, it's not enough. Place is there too, folks, exactly what does the Yerushalmi hold on that? Does the Kangol have to be married on the Kippur with Nisuin, or is it enough with Erisin? So there's one opinion in the Balei HaTesis, is a separate state, the Tesis of Rabbeinu Ochanan. Tesis Gadda doesn't quote that part from the Rabbeinu Ochanan there. And Rabbeinu Ochanan, the separate sefer, he claims that that the Yerushalmi is Kholik on the Bavli on this Nisuda, that on the Kippur he doesn't have to have Nisuin, Erisin is not. But the other Rishonim say it's not true. But the Rishonim does not disagree with the Bavli. So Rashi says now in Kiddushin of Yudah Mabei that the Pasuk, Kol Torah B'beis HaYochel Kodesh, that Eishas Koyim is permitted to eat Truma, would only apply to an Asua. An Eishas Ish, who's in Asua to the Koyim. But how do you even know the Arusa? So that's what Ula has to learn out from this Pasuk. Koyim keeps the Nefesh, Kinyan Kaspo, Bahaynami Kinyan Kaspo, who? She's in Arusa, Kofa Kofa Kinyan Kaspo. Exactly. Why is it Kofa Kinyan Kaspo? It's also Machloikus. The Shizim Kubat is there in Subis, and Daf, Nun Zayin, I think, and Nun Ches, and that Subis, has two versions in Yisrael. In some Yisrael, say Kinyan Kaspo, because he was Mekadosh as a Tetzah. That's how he's Kinyan Kaspo. Nobody could wish it says. What if he's Mekadosh as a Tetzah, right, idea? Then they say, well, Makish Havayis Lahadadi. His mother has a Hekish, that all of the forms of Kiddush are Hukshul Lahadadi. So since the Chumash allows here, and Arusa Ha'idei Kiddush HaKesef to eat Shulman, so the Arusa Ha'idei Kiddush HaDiyah, Kiddush HaSar may also eat Shulman. And other Rishonim say, no, you don't need a Hekish. Kinyan Kaspo means that she belongs to him. She's an Eishes Koyim, not Kinyan Kaspo, he was Mekadosh Ha'idei Kesef. He owns her, she is his Kinyan, not he made a Kinyan Kesef. She is his Kinyan Kaspo, he owns her. How did he own her? However he made the Kiddush, he owns her. What is the issue? Whether the husband owns his wife or the husband doesn't own his wife. He made a kinyan of her, but he doesn't own his wife. And then the big machlekes is the Bnei Yeshua and the Yavne Miluim and Ebenezer. How come there's no position tov from Eishes Ish? If I'm a Kaddish, my mother and my sister, thank you, Dush Tov from the Chadi Krisis. How do you know if I'm a Kaddish and Eishes Ish, then Kedushin Tov from the Bnei Yeshua says, for that, the Gemara didn't need any Yalkut. I'm Kaddish, Eishes Ish. She already sold herself to the other God. It's like if I own a house and I sold it to one person, if they sold it to him, then I sold it to someone else. It no longer belongs to me. So Eishes Ish gives herself away in marriage, or the father gives his daughter away in marriage, if she's a son or a naira. Somebody gave away the girl in marriage to the first husband. So how can they give away the same girl to the second husband? It's like Eishes Ish, Eishes Ish, Eishes. That's how the Bnei Yeshua says. And the Avnei Miluim says, what are you talking about? It's not true. It proves from the Gemara that it's not true. That the Gemara learns out from the same pasuk, Ein Kiddush and Tavsim be'Eishes Ish, that you learn out Ein Kiddush and Tavsim be'Imo, be'Dito, be'Achoso. It's the same pasuk for all the Arayis. Eishes Ish is not different. Eishes Ish doesn't belong to her husband. A Kenyan Mamani certainly doesn't own that. Told you that. But the Shidam Achlegis that they have is either a Kenyan Eitzer. So you say that a husband owns his wife with respect to Eitzer Eishes Ish.
Is she also lashuk because she belongs to the husband? Oh no, she has a dina existence. She's not allowed to be mezana with someone else. But she doesn't belong to her husband. And that's the fundamental machlokes between Yeshua says that the wife belongs to the husband with a kinyan iser. Now Avdim Milayim says that it's not true. The dina relationship is an erev and egdish tos ma'alei. So that seems to be the machlokes in the Rishonim here in the Shittim Kodeshes. How did the Ula darshan from the word kinyan katzo? Arusa l'koyin is ochelas v'tumah. Kinyan katzo means he was mekadosh v'keser. But kinyan katzo means that he is kinyan katzo. He owns her. There's a kinyan iser on her. It's interesting that Marcheshe points out in his sefer that it's not only machlokes achreinim and Shua and Avdim Milayim, but machlokes v'rishonim. The Shittim Kodeshes is there. And so the Batman Ches, it's a machlokes in Amoroyim and the Yerushalmi. And Perak Aleph, Halach Aleph, and Yivomer, there's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi, which sounds like this is what they're fighting about. Why is that introduction so tenacious? Is it because she already belongs to the first husband? So she cannot be given over to the second husband? Eilam Mochad Abba Shein Shalei. But has nothing to do with that. It's all because of the din of the introduction of Tavsim Barai. Yerushalmi gives an afternoon, and the Bnei Yeshua also has. So she also has a complicated afternoon. What faith is it? There's a darky moshe that goes on. Darky moshe on the tour goes on. A man is mekadesh. A man is mekadesh of shniya. If a man is mekadesh of grandmother. So Shnias La Raya, the same in the Natera Kedush and Atosim, and the Rabbonim, which is the same in Eishu Kedush and Atosim. So in the Natera Kedush and Eishu Kedush. Then let's say the second guy is Mekadosh, someone else comes with Mekadosh, that woman, Kedush and the Rabbonim. Yeah. I'm Mekadosh my grandmother. And then someone else, not related, comes and he's Mekadosh his grandmother also. So in the Natera, the grandmother is married to me, so she needs to get to me. She doesn't need to get to the second guy. But the question is, maybe with the Rabbonim, I should say that Shni is my right, but like I like, the only position person is my right, but she's not married to me with the Rabbanon. So the second guy from Kadosh should be his age, she's just with the Rabbanon, so he should have to give a get with the Rabbanon. He should have to give a get with the Rabbanon. Okay? So the shadow is, what if the second guy is in Kadosh and I'm introducing the Rabbanon? Maybe she'd say, I'm not a shot with the Rabbanon. What? This is all, introducing the Rabbanon with the Rabbanon. That's the guy. Some kind of a complicated thing for Captain Afternoon, you know, a lot of the time. It seems that they're married, that they're dealing that the husband has certain rights and privileges on his wife, but the question is, does that indicate that he owns his wife and respects him to the head? I know that they're married, he doesn't own it, and the Chaloi Tisha, not a Chaloi Kinyan. That's the story. Is it called a Kinyan or not? I thought to say before he came in, I forgot. We were talking about the din of Zaina. We have the din of Grusha, the simple din of Grusha we know. Then we have the din of Grusha Reach, I guess. And we have a din of Zaina. What is exactly a Zaina? So the Raman Pastor is like the Mishnah in the Zomis, that's Samach Amar Aleph. So they think Zaina, how about Sarah that is the Yerah? Or Shikha Shem Tafara? Or a Nibel of the Pastor. Let's say a woman was Nensa, let's say, by a Nachri, by a Cholo, by a Mamzer, that's called the Zaynus, he's Asura the Queen. That's how the Raman passes, that's how the Shulchan Aruch says. Nivel of the Pasul of Sola, or a Giyorin, and then we shall forever. But they Shmuel, on the side of the Ebenezer, points out that we mustn't neglect the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara has different opinions there, and that's Samach on the day, A.V. Zayn on Murabah says. Samach on the day, yeah. The whole studio, Mishnah of the Gemara. So the opinion of Rabbi Kiva was never really rejected anymore. Because Rabbi Loza's opinion that Pony Havoah Pnuya Sorzono, that if a girl was ever Nivalo, a girl was ever Nizana when she was single, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says we don't pass from our Rabbi Loza. That's the very thing. That we're not choices for that. Even though some say that you should be choices for that. Rabbi Yochum Perla has, in his commentary on the Sage Mishra of Sadi, has a long essay. So he claims that the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim pasken against that Gemara, that the din is like Rabbi Loza. In any situation that Pani Havor of New York, Shalom Rishonim issues, is that so, Zeno? And any girl who is Nizana, when she was single, was not allowed to marry a Kohen. That's what he said. So the mice of people are not conscious with that. That would make a lot. But the Shmuel says, although the Blazer sheet was rejected, the Gemara says, right, for the Hadar Blazer, we don't pass on the Blazer, but the Rebbe said, we don't pass on the Rebbe Kiza. And the Kiza says, what is the Zayn HaMor about her? He says, Zayn HaKipshuto. Throws Mizan indiscriminately, this one with that one, with the other one. If she was ever Mizan with a Goya, with a Mamma, with a Kolo, then she was, of course, Nigel of the Apostle of Kolo. That's the Mizan on the Shulchanara. But even if, let's say, all the boys that she was Mizan with Jewish, none of them were Mamzerim. They were all from a guy. Right. No Mamzerim, no Kalorim, no Goyim. So the din still would be that if she was Mizane, Zaina Kipshuta, sometimes with this one, sometimes with that one, that she's up to it because that's what the Shmuel says, that you should be Chayshish, Lechumra, for Shita, Sevakiv, because then he said they're right. Because although the Rambam and the Shachnal don't quote it, but he quotes other Rishonim, the Smach, other than quote, that you have to be Chayshish, for Shita, Sevakiv. The Achronim are maker of Shona Kluge and other Achronim are maker on the following case. Let's say the girl is not Mizana to stay there with everybody who happens to come along. Let's say one term she's Mizana with one boyfriend. Next time she's Mizana with another boyfriend. After long periods of time with one boy, and then she has a long period of time with another boy, she goes off and on from one to the other. But then even Rabbi Kiva would agree that that's not called Zayin Kipshuta. She's very discreet. So in such a case, it would only be Rav Loza who would say that she's Asur Lekuna. That's funny how all the first Loza thing is called Zayin. And then the Pasuk say that we don't pass the Rimmah, so we don't pass much of Loza. So if you compare the claim, that an Amban and Reza Rishayin, and you claim pass much of Loza, so you should be Cheshit. So the mind is that we're not places for.
How do you know
it?
No,
that's not called Shalom Lishayim Mishra. If they really think that they're married together, that's called Lishayim Mishra. For example, the Gemara has a case, let's say a girl, a Tana, got married in the Rabbah. The father died, and she got married to Dushay Miyun. Married for a couple of years, and she doesn't want her husband, so she's Mimayim. So she goes out. And Niyun, the Takas Tamazir was, that it's actually the Kedusha of Matreya, and she's even permitted to marry a Kohen. So the Shadows that are coming to Abloza, how is she allowed to marry a Kohen? That'll be a funny Habor of Niyun, Shalai Vishamisha, Sasor Zain. The answer is that's not called Shalai Vishamisha. That's the time that they were living together, they were living as husband and wife. They thought that they were married. Either made a mistake, but the Kedusha wasn't custom. And some of that would be called Yes Vishamisha. They weren't doing it to change Jews. If they know they're not married, then they're trying out, they're going to see if they like it, then they're going to get married, civilly and religiously. So that's called Shabbat L'Shem Yishuv, they're trying out to speak. But if they're living in L'Shem Yishuv, except that there's no condition to talk to it, then someone has to be the same as the case of Miyun. But even if I'm not larger, they have to Miyun, she's in the Paris with whom?
I'm not sure if people are just going to be married.
Even not according to our attention, that we assume like the Rosa Rabbanim thing, that the condition is not telling such a thing, but still it's hard to say that it's called Shalai Vishay Mishra, although it is the same issue. It's not larger than the greatest, it's not true. Yeah. Maybe it was a beer without Kiddushin, but it wasn't really the issue. They didn't really do Biyad Nuk, so they were doing it. They were living together, the Shem Yishnu. Do they help such as sitting burning the Hennep?
She never married a Kohen.
Unless the girl was Mizana and she doesn't know who the guy was, whether he was Jewish or a God. So the din is that she's up to her. The Mishnah says she's Asura. Even if the rogue people, let's say she went to a college where the rogue people are Jewish, or she went to a hippie commune where the rogue of the people were Jewish, she doesn't know the guy that she was designing with whether it's Jewish or not Jewish. The Mishnah says in Suda is that one rogue is not enough to be Machu, because my law to be used to not to go about her, you have to have straight Ube. I don't know. Maybe this says, let's say she goes to a university where the rogue of the students are Jewish. And she belongs to a club. Let's say, see, I'm not belong to the same where the rogue of the students are Jewish. Some club. But the rogue of the students are Jewish. Maybe then, maybe that'll be a trade ruby. You have to have a trade ruby to be master. The Mishnah says, if she was answered about Kaaba by an offer, she got through the pen. The girl is answered, she doesn't know who was monitor. Even though the rogue people in the city, the Mishnah says in the city. A little girl went down to draw water from the well, and she was then, because she didn't know who it was, even though the rob of the people in the city were eaten, so they were not matar lakunas, because you're not allowed to go about the roi by yuchim. My law to be yuchim, not to follow rob. Yes, that's true, you did. I think so. I think you hold a whole different definition. But in halacha, we have to be cautious. The Shmos says we have to be cautious for the different opinions. Because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like the Mishnah, Nivul Ola Paskin of Sola, the others and the Shofar. And other Rishonim say that you have to be cautious for the Kiva as well. There's an interesting Shala that Achrenim raised. Interesting that from the Chumash and from the Gemara, it doesn't really say black and white. Unless you really look hard in the Gemara, then you make some. That's to know you've almost well, really, didn't you? The Chumash has it in that if a Bat Kohen is married to a non Kohen, she's not allowed to eat Truma. What if she. Bat Kohen is Zar, he be Truma Sakhadosh and Lois Tayyip. She's not allowed to eat Truma. Baskan can see Amon Abush and Zera Ainba. The Shavu Beis Aviyah Kinura. If she has children left, if she has children, then she's not allowed, even after the husband dies, then she's not allowed to eat Truma. Even if the children are not Kohanim. Let's say the. I mean, okay, even if the children are Kohanim, even if the children are not Kohanim, she's not allowed to eat. Let's say she married a non-Kohen. No, she married a non-Kohen, and they had. She married for many years, and they had children. And then one of their children married a Kohen. They had grandchildren who are Kohanim now. And everybody, all the children died first. All the children died except for the grandchildren who are Kohanim. And then the husband died. So this woman has says Vizera Engel and Martha Daniel. The next one is also. There are children of grandchildren, great 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 grandchildren also the same thing. But let's say her grandchildren happen to be Kohanim, it doesn't matter. Since they are descendants from the non Kohen husband, so consider as if she's still married to the Kohen. So consider as if she's still married to the non Kohen, and she's not allowed to eat the Truma. But it says if the husband dies, the Zera Einlon, she has no children, no descendants, and the Shavu Beis Aviyah Kinurah. So the Torah only has the dinim. Torah has the dinim almana ugrusha. In this case, when the Kohenes was married to a non-Kohen, the Kohen she's married to him, she's not allowed to eat Truma. And after he dies, if there are descendants left, it's considered as if her marriage is partially still there. If you visualize that she's still married to her husband, who's a non-Kohen, she's not allowed to eat Truma. She has no children, then the Torah says she may eat Truma. It says the Ferish almana ugrusha. What if it's the reverse? Let's say there's a Yisraeli is married to a Kohen. And the Chumash says, Kinyan Kasso, she's allowed to eat Truma even when she's only in Arusa. When she's in the Tzuah, she can eat based on the other parts of the Kotobah. She can eat Truma. What happens when the husband dies? So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. The Elite Bayit, Hem Yochle Belachmo, Hem Yachilu Belachmo. Same as over here, parallel. That even if she's married to a Kohen and her husband dies, but they left children, a grandchildren who are still alive, even if those children are grandchildren, are not Kohanim, for example. The woman was with the Israelis or the Levia was married to a Kohen and they had daughters, and the daughters married Israel and Moladim, and they had grandchildren who were Israel and Moladim. And then their children died, and the only descendants who are alive are the grandchildren who are Israelis. And then the husband died. So still the Pasuk says, you live by it, hen yochlu b'lachma, hen yachilu b'lachma. That the children can be machil, the grandmother, the truma. Consider this, she was still married to the Kohen. This she was still married to the Kohen. It's interesting, in this passage it doesn't say the Feirish almana ugrusha. In the other passage where it's the reverse, if the Hanuk is married to the Israel, it says the Feirish almana ugrusha. In this passage it doesn't say. So what would be the din in this case? A girl was married to a Kohen, and they had children. Children are Kohanim, or they have these grandchildren, or not Kohanim, doesn't matter, they have descendants. And then the husband divorces her. Not that he died, the husband divorced her. So you still say over here that the Kohen divorced his wife, and since there are children or grandchildren from that marriage, it's considered as if you visualize in a certain sense, as if the marriage is still Kohanim, and she's still allowed to eat truma. If you make a full parallel to the next prosecutor Gimel that says Amon Ul Grusha, doesn't matter what Amon Ul Grusha, you're open, doesn't matter Amon Ul Grusha. If there are Yesh Laura, it's considered as if they're still married Lakuma, the other prosecutor is Lakuma. This prosecutor is going to be Lakuma, even if the Kohen divorced his wife and they have children, she's still allowed to eat truma. Sounds like it's fluky. Very fluky. I think Rav Yankee Fendon says the wrong way. I think Rav Yankee Fendon says, even if my friends are not going to use it, says the wrong way. I think Rav Yankee Fendon says, just like in Tarsus Gimel, doesn't matter, I'm on a bush, he also doesn't matter.
And the other
friends
say that he's wrong in the thing, the same issue, if you look hard enough, you find it is the same issue, someone didn't even understand, lost it. Nobody even points it out. Okay, you just stop back, I'm on the bar, get the back. And so he's talking to the same, he's talking on the bar, he's talking on the bar, he's talking to the bar.
Ladies, listen to the